College of Musical Knowledge. And now for the entertainment of the GI patients and staff of the Army's Vaughan General Hospital in Chicago, Illinois, Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, with musical scholars, victory bond dollars, and lots of that famous makes-you-want-to-dance music. And here's that southern gentleman, the Umbriago of South Chicago, Gay Kaiser!
Paradise, huh? Evening, folks. How y'all? Well, that's good. Here we are in Chicago, the city of the three L's, the loop, the lake, and the lovely ladies. Yeah. Of course, all that's just a rumor out here at Vaughan General Hospital, yes. Yes, Vaughan, this is the place of the three F's, fever, foot warmers, and frustration.
Hey, remember me, hey? Do you remember me, hey?
Yes, I do, hey. Just add another F, fellas, for Flatbush. the Brooklyn babe, yes. But tell me, Miss Maldemir, how are you enjoying your visit to Chicago, the Windy City?
Oh, the Windy City is wonderful. It's so
Windy?
That's the word I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Professor Kaiser, the fellas here are different than the fellas in Brooklyn.
Different? In what way?
Well, in Brooklyn, when you go out with a guy, you expect to pay your own way.
I see. But the guys here in Chicago are different?
Different. You not only got to pay your own way and his way, you got to buy him a corsage.
Well, say, changing the subject, aren't you supposed to be the president of the Brooklyn branch of my fan club?
Oh, yeah. The K Kaiser fan club.
Oh.
We're doing fine now.
Good.
We got some thumb screws.
Got some thumb screws?
Yeah. That's how we get new members.
Oh, my. Well, that's fine. I suppose you have meetings every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Every week, the K Kaiser fan club meets. And we have long talks at the K Kaiser Fan Club.
I see. Well, what do you talk about at the K Kaiser Fan Club?
Charles Boyer.
That's all. Come on.
Professor, it's exam time for our first three scholars.
Sergeant George Hayjack, is that right?
Correct.
Sergeant Hayjack from Cicero, Illinois. Yes, Sergeant Hayjack. Oh, you can really handle those stretches, too, can't you, Jack? Yes, sir. You're really getting around. Say, Jack, here's a sad story from Carl Albach of Los Angeles who says, "My girl has started going with another guy. I first got suspicious when she returned from a long vacation in the state of New Mexico where she told me she had spent an..." He spent...
summer.
What kind of a summer?
Indian summer.
An Indian summer, that's right. I thought that was fine. I thought that was fine. But then she started going around the house singing... Yellow! Can't you hear me call? Can't you hear me call? Shout time!
When I'm calling you, in the first line.
Yes, and that's what kind of a love call? It's an
Indian love call.
Oh, yes, it's an Indian love call. Yes, he says... I've got a little worried then. She's singing the Indian love call. And then she began to get presents of teepees, wampum, war bonnets, and tomahawks. Finally, last night, I heard that guy was in town. And I'm out to get him. So if you see me with an Indian hatchet, just tell my friends that I'm on... Yes, sir, I'm out to get that Indian. I'm on the...
Navajo Trail.
On that Navajo Trail, yes, sir! Sergeant George, hey, Jack. Well, look here. Yeah. From Miss Corporal Norma Bookstaver, is that right?
Okay.
Bookstaver,
okay.
From Springfield, Illinois. Now, Say, Norma, you know, Miss Margaret Hoppy of Milwaukee knows a fella who puts up the double feature signs out on the marquee of a moving picture theater, but he always gets them mixed up. So see if you can fix up some of his recent awful marquee mistakes. Ready? He put up Weekend with the Great John L. and Uncle Harry in Connecticut. Can you straighten that out?
Weekend in Connecticut?
No. Weekend with the Great John L. and Uncle Harry in Connecticut. Weekend where? At the... what hotel?
Waldorf.
At the Waldorf, that's right. And the Great John L. is like it should be. And Uncle Harry in Connecticut. Straighten that one out. It's Uncle Harry is a picture, but it's what in Connecticut? Hmm?
Christmas?
Yes, that's right. It's Christmas in Connecticut. Straighten this one out. The bellboy at the Waldorf and 92nd Street has tender grapes. Extra. Extra. Her Highness underground. Can you straighten that one out? The bellboy at the Waldorf and 92nd Street has tender grapes.
One is Her Highness and the bellboy.
Yes.
And the other is, could it be Weekend at the Waldorf?
That's right, and that's right. And what about 92nd Street? That's
the house on 92nd Street.
And ask for Joe. That's right. You're absolutely right. And Her Highness Underground. I mean, that's the bellboy and Her Highness. And what's the rest? I mean,
Paris Underground.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Thank you very much. The lady knows her picture. And of course, there was one just called Underground too. Go right in for good measure. Now, here's private first class Bill Skid from Maywood, Illinois, a local boy. Say, Bill, Clyde McCoy, you know, is at the Stevens Hotel right now, and Harry Cool's at the Black Hawk, and Lieutenant Jack Anderson of the Navy wants us to play the theme of a popular band leader who's now cutting for the cats at the Hotel Sherman's Panther Room. See if you can identify the leader. Here's his theme. He's got it.
Art Castle?
Oh, no! Oh! This fella wrote, sing, 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 sing. Please don't squeeze the bananas. Students! Oh, yeah! Louis, well, he had it, but the bell beat him. I'm sorry you missed. Now, can you name two other Louis who lead orchestras? That's Louis Prima. Name two others.
Louis Pastor. Louis
Pastor. No, not Louis Pastor. I don't think he had an orchestra in those days. He was a little too busy. Louis Pastor. No. I think he was busy writing How Green Is My Valley. No. Pastors, no. Valleys. Louis.
Satchmo. Hey, old Louis played the trumpet, too. Louis Primo and his old Satchmo.
Students! Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, Louis Panico, and Art Castle's at the Tree and Ron, and Henry King's at the Aragon. I'm sorry you missed. Better luck next time. And
exams are over, Professor. Give us the scoop before the students droop on the loop.
Right, and the one to enter the first exam is contestant number one, Sergeant George Hayjack Cicero.
Oh, boy. Yes, sir, Sergeant Hayjack, you had the knack. You're really in the jack, Hayjack. my lad, you're sitting pretty in the Windy City. You get our $50 victory bond first prize and a chance at tonight's Brain Buster bonus, $100 in cash. Your rivals each get 10 and recess is here.
For the patients, for the duty personnel, for the staff, Georgia Carroll sings,
till the end of time, long as stars soar in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears. disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for.
For the second semester, Fess.
Well, and the first student up for bond prizes and our $100 bonus is it's Corporal Marjorie Hendrickson from Chicago, a local gal. Yes, well, here's a Chicago gal that knocks him for a loop. That's a snappy one, isn't it? Here's a request from Miss Belle Brown, Miss Belle Brown of Newburgh, New York. God bless Miss Belle Brown. I love her. And she wants us to play musical riddles. So watch out, because the answers to the riddles are in the songs. Which is faster, heat or coal? Maybe this will help. Ooh, it's so cold. When it gets cold, turn on the...
Heat.
Oh, what's that?
Heat.
Heat, that's right. Wasn't that answer neat? She said heat. That's right. Heat is faster. Heat is faster because you can catch cold. Oh, man, whiz-bang, 19-1, yes. All right. What has a mouth and a fork but never eats? Maybe this will help. Has a fork and a mouth, but never eats.
Old man.
Old man River?
Yes. Any river has a fork in the mouth, but it never eats. Say, this one will kill you. This will absolutely slay you. Why are the Illinois prairies so flat? Oh, this is going to be so corny. Why are the Illinois prairies so flat? Because the sun sets on them every night. Oh, man. Light the incubator, Mother. I'm coming home to hatch. That's all, dear. Thank you very much. Here we go. And now it's Private John McKeon. Is that right?
That's
from
right.
River Forest, Illinois. Yes, sir, River Forest. John McKeon. Say, John. Chicago feeds the world, according to the Chamber of Commerce. So Manny Siegel of Chicago thinks you ought to get this one. From my hints, tell us what you'd be getting if you went to the market and bought by the leg. What would you be getting if you went to the market and bought by the leg? A leg of what?
Oh, a leg of mutton.
Leg of mutton, that's right, or a leg of...
Leg of lamb.
Yes, sir. Hello, little lammy pie. How are you? Yes, sir, a leg of lamb. That's very good. And if you bought by the head, what would you get? Well, a head of what?
Well, there's something called head cheese and a head of lettuce.
Yes, yes, head cabbage, head of lettuce, cauliflower, that's right. And if you bought by the ear...
Corn.
Here, you get it by the hour. Mm-hmm. And by the rib.
Ribs of beef.
Ribs of beef, ribs of pork, that's right, that's exactly right. I got in trouble once. A spar came up to me, and she says, gee, you're funny. You tickle my ribs. And so I did. But I like spar ribs.
no. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. And what would you get if you bought by the foot?
Spaghetti!
Pig Street, that's right, isn't it? Thank you very much. He certainly knows how to go to market. Here is Corporal Preston. Here is Corporal Preston Ruskin from way out in St. Louis, Missouri. Good old Missouri boy. That's where our friend Pleasant Fruman hails from, Missouri. And I bet the folks in KSD back in St. Louis are listening. So let's really give it to him, Corporal Preston Ruskin. We're going to play some selections typical of the music played for certain types of dances. And Mrs. Ruth Noodlem of San Francisco wants you to tell us the kind of dance the music brings to mind. Here's the first. He's got it.
Sailors hop.
Sailors what?
Hop.
Hop. Hop. Hop. Sailors hop. No. Sailors. Students! Sailors hornpipe. Now, what kind of dance does this bring you, Mike?
Turkey and Shaw.
Hold it right there. Swing your partners. Hold it, Zeke. Hold it, Zeke. She's a raring and a heading for the barn. Hold it there. Hold it.
Virginia reel.
Yeah, well, the turkey and straw, the Virginia reel, a good old barn dance. And now, what type of dance do professional teams, dance teams, usually do to this number?
Apache dance.
Yeah, French Apache. Yeah, that's French jujitsu. That's exactly right. That's called jitterbug in our country. Yeah.
Examination of the examination, Professor.
Thank you, thank you. And the winner of the second round, the winner is contestant number two, Private John McKeon of River Forest, Illinois. Johnny! Yes, I'm a boy of Illinois. You're not one of the hoi polloi. You gave out with the old floy and thereby win this $50 victory bond first prize. The runners-up each get 10. And now, you know, Betty Grable and June Haver are the modern Dolly sisters in the 20th Century Fox super-duper of that name. And in this picture, they're reviving Chopin's fantasy impromptu, better known to us as I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. Well, let's listen to Georgia, Michael, and all in a new arrangement of Chasing Rainbows.
I'm always
chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in
brain, that's right. And now two senior classmen tonight are Sergeant George Hayjack and Private John McKeon. Yes, sir, you men are from Vaughan. You're both pale and wan, but you stand here to compete for $100 in cash. You'll have just 30 seconds to answer one question, and the one who answers first wins. If you both miss, the money goes over to next Wednesday. So get set, get ready to sweat. You ever go to sprain your brain? No help, no hints. This is on the level. This is for $100, 30 seconds. Listen closely. We should all be familiar with the names and contributions of the men who head our government. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court? Pull it, the man's got it before we even start the bell.
Harlan Stone.
That's right, it's the Honorable Harlan Stone. And what is your name?
John McKeon.
John McKeon of River Forest, $100. Yes, sir, that's wonderful. Well, son, that's about all until next class time. Thanks a lot for being with us, and so long, everybody.
Thank you.
cries.
Love me, my pet, pet, love me. And always think of me as I think of you. Hear me, my little one, cheer me. I need you right near me. I want you, I do. Why won't you be true? See, be happy, I'm leaving. And answer my tweeting. I love but you, only you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.